Please join us in our call to worship. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell you of all your marvelous ways. Being glad and rejoice in you. The Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. Those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you never forsake those who seek you, O Lord. Sing praise to the Lord who dwells in the Zion. Proclaim to the peoples the things the Lord has done. Make us compassionate to the needy, that we may be close to Jesus Christ, who had a servant's heart. Oh, thank you for allowing even us children to participate in your story of salvation to the world. Please stand for our opening hymn, number 547.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And however fear has rejected perfection in love.
Please pray with me together. Almighty God, you have knit together your people in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace to follow your blessed saints in all virtues and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those. Savior, and Jesus Christ, my God, and everlasting. Amen. Please pray silently before the Lord's Prayer together.
Now pray with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The Lord asked, "Whom shall I send, and whom shall go for us?"
Having been assured for our forgiveness, let us pass the peace that Christ gives us. May the peace of Christ be with you.
At this time, that's a lot different. I would like to invite our preschool children to come up. They are going to share with you a song that we have sing in chapel. We have sung this song for a couple years now, so that it has been ingrained in their hearts and in their heads. So maybe we'll be able to get them to sing really loud because they really, really know it. Come on, guys, come on up and join me. You guys are so good. You guys are awesome. All right, good job, Colin. And we have it on video form, so that we can look at it, but we are singing Friend of God whenever it is cued. And please mute my mic.
True that you are thinking of. this time, please join me in a moment of silence, reflection, and it will end with a bell tone. Then join me for the prayer of illumination. God, we thank you for allowing us to be a part of your story. As we read your word, allow the message to come into our hearts so that we may be changed. Thank you for the people you place in our lives. Help us to share our story of what you're doing in our lives with them. Thank you for loving us and including us in your mission to the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Isaiah 6:3-18. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exaltedly, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he flew, and one called out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold trembled at the voice of him who called out. With the temple was filling with smoke, then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King's Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and whom will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Please stand and sing together hymn on page 701.
Romans 10:14. How then will they call him on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are not sent? Just as it was written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things." For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us.
And I said, "Lord, I want to be like Moses. I want to lead people. I want people to look to me as an example. And I want to do great things. And I want to hear from you just like Moses heard from you." And that was kind of my story. And it's not this huge, like, come to Jesus moment. But for me, that was how God interacted with me. Now, fast forward a little bit. I am in church history class for my Master's of Divinity. And we have to read a book by St. Augustine. And St. Augustine, in his book, writes about his conversion experience. And his conversion experience was the fact that he had kind of gone to church, but not really understood it. It was something that they did. But he had a toothache. And his toothache was so bad that he couldn't even talk. He couldn't even speak. And so he gathered his friends around, and he wrote on a tablet, and he wrote down, and he said, "We need to pray for my tooth, because it hurts really, really bad." And they gathered around, and they started praying, and instantly his toothache went away. And he said in that moment, he knew God's power, and he knew that Jesus was real, and he accepted Christ as his Savior. And we just read in Isaiah his conversion experience, which was a lot different than mine and St. Augustine's. But Isaiah had the experience of being in the temple and seeing God enthroned and seeing the cherubim, you know, come and touch his lips. But the same message for Isaiah is the same message for me, and it's the same message for St. Augustine. It's, whom shall go for us? Whom shall I send? And we are all challenged with that quote, with God saying, who will go for us? Who shall I send? And we all have different experiences with God. We all have different ways that God has interacted with our life. Some of us could stand up here and tell great stories and make us all cry, and we get so emotional. And some of us are like, hey, I just have always known God. And whether you have been a Christian all of your life, or you've had that moment when you knew that God was real and he came in a real powerful way, God wants to use all of us the same way. He wants us to share our message with those around us. I have asked some of our teenagers to come and share a little bit about what God is doing in their life. And we'll have Trent come on up and read first a little bit of your testimony, and then Faith after him.
Here we go. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, okay. There. Maybe we can get it right. Hello. My name is Trent Warnock, and I've gone to this church for my whole life. From my baptism as a baby to being a part of the youth group today. And I am lucky to say that I have never known life without God in it. 13 years have gone by, and this church family has been a huge part of my life. I've read the Bible, I've helped lead worship by lighting candles as an acolyte, playing my trumpet or the chimes during service, and participating in many youth Sundays like this one. My faith is present even when I'm away from this building. Right now, for my gifted class project, I'm working on a report about the Protestant reformer John Calvin, who I first learned about on a Cedar Kirk retreat through those funny cartoon lessons. I also try to connect my friends to God by inviting them to Fuse or the youth group events. I'm challenged to be more open to God in my life, to listen for God's guidance, so I call so that I can make a difference in the world. My spiritual journey started the day I was born, but I still have a long way to go, and I'm thankful that this church family will be there along the way. Thank you.
I've been going to youth group at Trinity for a year and a half, and it has been some of the best times over this year. I've been letting God into my life and talking to him as much and more since, and I have been coming since I've been coming to Trinity. I have experienced the love of God directly in my life, and he has turned my life around. I have met some amazing people like Jeff and Miss Tina, and all the kids that go to Spark and to Fuse, and all these people that made a huge contribution in my life over this year. My family even comes to Trinity, and my mom volunteers and helps out, and my little brother and sisters go to Spark and the after-school program as well. This is a great church where people can come and be themselves, and I want to thank you all for that. God bless. Good job, thank you. You can set it lower down for Matt. going to finish up. I know it's a little bit long, but you're next. If I took this mic and I came down and I put it in your mouth, what would you say? Would you be ready? If I took it up, it's wireless. I can go anywhere around this room. And if I brought it to you and said, I want to hear what God's done in your life, what would you say? Would you be able to write down what Trent and Faith wrote down? Are you ready for that? God wants us to be ready. The scripture that we read in Romans is, who will hear if no one is sent? If no one is sent to preach, who will go? That scripture, we need to answer that call. We need to be the ones that says, hey, send me. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go with the story that God has had on my life. It doesn't matter how much scripture you know or if you can articulate well. What matters is your encounter with God on your level, to your friends, to the people around you, so that you may change their life, so that they may be in turn excited about the things that God is doing in their life, so that they can turn around and maybe have an encounter with someone. God is active in the lives of our student ministry. And I know sometimes if you've been a part of it, it looks very chaotic and crazy. And sometimes May comes and probably doesn't get any sleep on Wednesday night. Same thing for Beverly. And same thing for Mary Ellen, who is now still in the nursery serving. But seeds are being planted. God is active in their hearts. And he is doing a great, great thing. And we're keeping on week after week, month after month. Sometimes, I just read a C.S. Lewis quote, and it said, some things in our life, when we look at our life, things don't change, but when we look back on it, everything has changed. And isn't that true? Day by day, it seems that things might not change. We might not get it all the time, but when we look back and say, wow, look at these last 4 or 5 years, what a change has happened in my life. And that's what's happening in our student ministry. That's what's happening at Trinity. And I thank you for the part of it. I thank you for your role. I thank you for your prayers. And I thank God for the opportunity that we have had. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, send us. Help us to have our story ready to go. Lord, help us to think of those moments when you have come into our hearts and you have made a difference. And Lord, help us as a student ministry be able to do that, to not only these kids that are on stage, but for their friends and their friends' friends, so they may hear your word and they may know of your love. And they may be changed, and things can be different in their life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stand for the hymn of response. Page hymn 839.
Together? Okay, ready? Let us return to God the offerings of our life and the gifts of the earth.
The earth is the Lord's, and all that is.
Thank you. Why should we fear? Spirit of grace, when we run around in circles, we will fill us with your peace. We will stumble through each day. You energize us with your hope when our spirits are empty. You come and dwell in us. We praise you. We are thankful for many blessings we have received from your hand. We praise you always. Amen.
As you go out into your week, be ready. Be ready with your story. Be ready with an answer. Be ready to share God's love. Because God will put people in your path. He will put conversations in front of you. Will you be willing to accept that call? Whom shall go for us? Whom shall I send? I pray that we all say, Lord, send me. Go.